Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's on My Side. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Hebrews 11:6, you don't need to turn there, but he talks about he that comes to God. He said, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Four, then he describes faith in God. He that comes to God must believe, and he mentions two things. You must believe, not optional, must. You must believe that God is. What is that? You believe in God. You believe He's real. And you believe He's God. Is He real?
Yes.
This may sound like an oversimplification, but when people talk about their beliefs, well, everybody has a right to their beliefs, but you know, keep your beliefs to yourself and don't bring them into the workplace and don't bring them into the government and don't bring them into the school. And that's because when people talk like that, their beliefs don't mean a thing to them. There's no such thing as your beliefs, if you have any, not affecting your life.
Amen.
See, they don't think God's real. They don't think He exists. So they're calling to them, our beliefs are our imaginations. And we're just basically, you know, weak-minded people who need the emotional crutch of religion. And if that helps our feelings to come here and shout and act a fool and put our money in the plate, well, then bless their heart. Maybe it helps them, you know. But according to the Bible, it's the fool that says there's no God. Who's the fool? And who's fooling who? It ain't me and you. Because God is. Oh, somebody say God is. God is.
Is.
I am fully persuaded. Are you? I am fully persuaded that the Bible is true. And God spoke and everything became. He made man. Man lost himself, but he redeemed man. Sent his only son. I believe that soon and very soon you and I are going to be out of here, out of here, out of here. And it's not going to be dark, lights out, the end. We're going to slip out of this body like a hand slips out of a glove. We're going to break free from this cursed environment we've lived in all our life. And we're going to say, whoa, I feel good. I feel good. And we're going to go to a place that's just as real as any place you ever put your foot on. And we're going to see the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We're going to see the throne of God and He that is fire from His loins up and loins down sitting on the throne. And we're going to fall down and we're going to worship Him like we ain't never worshiped Him before. No, it's not a fairy tale. No. Reality. Somebody say, I believe. I believe God is. That means you believe He's real. He exists. He is real. And He's God, which means He has all power. He can do anything. Nothing is impossible to Him. But that's not the end of the verse. What else must you believe? And you must believe that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Now, reward is something good. Why did He go on to say that? It's not enough to just believe that God exists and that He can do anything. This now gets to affecting what you believe about His will. Will He use His great knowledge and great power to help me. If you seek Him, the Bible said He's going to reward you seeking Him. What does that mean? He's going to respond to you. He's going to help you. Give you what you need. Strength. It's going to pay off to seek Him. It's going to matter. It's going to bring results. Can you see this? Why am I talking about this? Because this is how you can walk through the valley of the shadow of death in a dark circumstance and yet have no fear and your heart not be troubled. Why? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Why? Because who is with me? Who? Who? Can you see what that would do to your fear? Well, there's some rough stuff going on in the earth. Yeah, but I'm with the one who made the planet. He's right here. Aren't you concerned? I choose not to be. Why? Because He's right here. He's right here. And His rod and His staff, they what? They what? This has to do with His protection and His provision. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say protection,
protection.
And provision.
Provision.
If He's real and He loves me and I'm following Him and endeavoring to do what He tells me to do, how am I not going to be kept? And how am I not going to be provided for? Well, if you come back and say, well, looks like sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't. I don't know. That is unbelief and fear, which is the thing that could keep you out, that could hinder God's will. And we need to get more into this, but are you with me so far? Look at the verse again. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Now, here's the big thing. In the valley of the shadow of death, walking through there, going through that place, are you going to feel some things?
Yes.
That's not good.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing some things.
Yes.
Hearing some things.
Yes.
That could be very frightening. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Could be very upsetting. You are going to feel it. You're not going to be able to go through this life and not feel these things. These thoughts and suggestions are going to come to your mind and they can hit you abruptly.
Yes.
Abruptly. When you hear about something that happened. But here's the thing. Even though my knees are bumping together and my voice is quivering when I try to talk, and my mind feels paralyzed, I still don't have to fear.
Hallelujah.
Some people say, well, what do you mean? You're in fear. No, nope. Symptoms of fear. Symptoms of fear. This is how you overcome. This is how you walk in victory other people don't think you can walk in. You can't control everything happening in this world around you. You can't. You can't. You can't control everything that everybody does. No matter how much you want them to do what's right, they may not. They may not. And they may not for 20 years. You got a choice. Are you going to feel great about that? No, you're not. Are these thoughts and these feelings going to come on you? Yes. But no matter what comes on you, you don't have to let it in you. It'll come against you. You'll feel it. You'll sense it. But, old friend, this is how you win and overcome every situation. You're sitting there, your knees are bumping together. I mean, the hair is standing up on the back of your neck, goosebumps double parked. You may feel paralyzed. Here's what you got to do. You say, everybody say, say.
Say.
You say, fear.
Fear.
I resist you.
I resist you.
I refuse
to fear.
And then you start talking about who's with you.
Amen.
You start talking about that the Creator of the heavens and the earth is with me, on my side, in me, on me, in front of me, behind me, around about me. And the more you talk about Him, the stronger you're going to begin to sense His presence. Hallelujah. Because that's faith. That's faith. And it gives Him access to manifest in your life. Whoo. Come on, say it again. Yea.
Yea.
Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Now come on, here's your part and my part right here. This is our part determining how we make it out of this and if we make it out of this. What's my part?
I
will fear no evil. I refuse to fear. Will there be times you feel afraid? Oh yeah. But does that mean you're defeated? No. We don't go by feelings. We don't live by feelings. What are feelings? Nothing more than feelings. What is a feeling? Not much. In the big scheme of things, what about all the stuff you have felt through the years? You yourself don't take half your feelings serious. Is that right? You your own self. Somebody may see you and go, well, you sure look different today. I saw you last week. Boy, you look like what are your feelings? Aren't you still the same way? You go, I was just, feeling this or that. I don't live by my feelings. I don't walk by feelings. I walk by faith. I don't live by my feelings. I live by faith. My feelings don't tell me what I am. I tell them what I am. Come on, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, they're real? Yeah, they're real. Yeah, I know it. But they don't have to determine your life and your outcome.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's on My Side, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith be to God.
Faith to God who gives me